Hey loves, thank you for tuning back into my podcast. I am super duper duper sorry that I took so long to record this episode, but let me just tell you guys that I spent a lot of time studying, a lot of time just trying to understand the complete context to be able to properly execute it to you guys. And I will definitely say there's a lot of insight in these few verses that I'm going to use today. But one thing God has shown me throughout this time that I did not record is to stay on task. Yes, life may get to us and we may become busy. We may become overwhelmed with our regular day-to-day activities or duties or responsibilities. But God is saying if he's called you to do something, then you need to make room for it. Don't make an excuse for it. Make it happen. So I apologize, but we're back on the roll. And this week's topic is be anxious for nothing. God placed this on my spirit because I have a lot of friends that I know. I have family members that I know, just people that I come encounter with in general that worry a lot. You know, they're anxious for things to happen. And it doesn't always have to be bad things. They're anxious for good things to take place. They're anxious for things that they're in the process that's in the process of happening. They're anxious for things that are behind them. I don't know why, but I mean, our mind can wander, right? Our mind can overthink and just cause us to be anxious. But we know from previous podcasts that I've mentioned, God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of a sound mind. So God gave us a sound mind, and it's our job and our duty to use our mind soundly, not fearfully, okay? So let me jump right into it. The verse that I'm going to reference is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Now, I recently learned on Sunday, the pastor that spoke during worship spoke from Philippians, but he spoke from Philippians 4, verse 13. And I learned that Philippians is a very special book from Paul, because Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, and this church is special to him because when Paul was in prison, out of all the churches that Paul preached to, the church of Philippi was the only ones that supported him and was the only ones that, you know, wrote to him and just still showed some love and support to him. So he's writing messages to them in this book of Philippians, which is so interesting because I didn't know that before. I just know that Philippians 4:13 is one of my favorite verses, but that's not what this podcast is about. So let me go ahead and read the context, and then I'm going to break it down in between and highlight a few points. So I'm not going to go directly through each verse one at a time. I mean, all at once. I'm going to do one at a time. So verse 6 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand." Okay, so the first thing it tells us in the verse is don't worry about anything. Not some things, not few things, anything. Because why? God wants us to pray about everything. If you're a believer and you really accept that Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and Savior, then you live by faith and not by sight, right? Well, we should. So if God is instructing us to pray about everything, then that means take everything to him in prayer. Your finances, take it to him in prayer. You want to lose weight, take it to him in prayer. Your job, take it to him in prayer. Your children, the person who just can't seem to give you a break, take it to him in prayer. Your husband, your wife, whoever, whatever it may be, take it to God in prayer. Give it over to him and let him be the one to take care of it. When you worry, you're not only causing yourself to become sick or, you know, to trouble your mind, allow your mind to overthink, but you're also holding yourself back. Because worrying doesn't add another hour, another minute, another day at all. We're just stuck in that moment worrying. And if we allow ourselves to get drowned in worry, it can linger on for days and days and days to come. Trust me, I'm an overthinker. I'm an in-depth thinker. And there's a lot of times that I completely overthink things and worry about things that hasn't even came. I mean, tomorrow's not promised. So why am I jumping that far ahead worrying about what's going to happen next month? Girl, can you just make it through to tomorrow? I mean, for real. So it also tells us to tell God what we need and thank him for all he has done. Don't just go to God when you need something. Don't just go to God asking. Go to him and thank him. Once you've thanked him, then you can go to him and you can ask him for what you need. Because God already knows what you need before you go to him and ask him for it. He wants you to give him thanks for what he has done. And then he'll add more blessings to you. If you're only coming to him seasonal, then don't be mad when your blessings are seasonal. God is not a on and off God or relationship. No, you have to feed your spirit. You have to feed that relationship every day, just like you do with whoever you're dating, just like you do with your friends, just like you do with your job, just like you do with your children. You have to constantly feed and constantly be in communion with God and with the word in order for you to grow. But God is telling you, he will give you everything that you need. Next, it says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. God's peace is something that can't be purchased. God's peace is something the world can't give you. So stop looking to the world to give you what it can't give you. Peace is a gift from God. Only God can give you peace. And during those difficult times where you find yourself worrying, once you give it over to God, it's a peace that comes over you. It's like a calmness. It's like instantly, right after you finish praying, you feel this sense of peace and calmness come over you. And I'm only saying this because I'll share something with you guys. There was one time I was praying. I was asking God, like, you know, God, I'm starting to grow weary. I need your strength. Help me. Give me peace during these tough times. Because at this point, I don't know what else to do. And God literally answered my prayer in seconds. So I was kneeling down praying and I was asking him to give me strength, to strengthen me. You guys, I'm like on my knees, head bowed. And in that moment while I'm praying, I waited and I also told God too. I said, God, I want to feel you. That sounds real deep and heavy. It was, y'all. I said, Lord, I want to feel you. Let me feel you strengthen me. And I promise you guys, right after I said amen, I sat there for all of like 2 minutes. But after I said amen, a couple seconds later, I just felt my head begin to lift. I wasn't doing it on my own, but it was lifting. And it was going from being down, and it was slowly rising all the way up. At the end of my prayer, you guys, when I opened my eyes, my head was up to the sky. My head was up to God. My eyes was closed tight shut because I was like, Lord, you just put your hands on me and you just lifted my head up, because my head was bowed down, y'all, and God lifted it up. So God showed me that I will give you the strength that you need. You can do more than you think you can. Hold your head up. Don't you dare put your head back down. And that's what I received from that. And from that day forward, you guys, I keep my head held high. Even if my son starts to lower his head, I'd be like, boy, put your head up. Look straight ahead. Ain't no bowing and lowering heads unless we talking to the Lord. So I'm sharing that with you guys to let you guys know that sometimes we feel like it's going to take God years or months or days to answer our prayers. No. If your heart is right, you believe in him, you trust him, you're being obedient, he can honestly answer your prayer within 5 seconds. He could probably answer your prayer while you're in the prayer praying it. So the peace that he gives exceeds anything. There's a lot of people that are wealthy because they spent their whole life chasing a career or chasing a specific amount of money, but they have never taken a moment to just live in the moment and enjoy life. And because of that, they lack peace. They lack happiness. You can't buy peace. You can't buy happiness. But God can give it to you and no man can take it away. Now going off into verse 7, it says, his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And I may have went over from verse 6 to verse 7, but Y'all got the book, the Bible. Y'all can read along with me. I be on the road when I do my podcast, y'all, because I love God. I love Jesus Christ. I love the Lord, my Lord and Savior. And a lot of times it's like, I don't want to talk about nothing else but him, because he deserves so much credit for so much he's done in my life, my friend's life. I've seen him move and work in my friend's life and my family's life. And I'm like, yo, y'all know God is real. Okay. But he says his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus, as you live in. He's not saying as you live in the world or as you live conforming to what other people are doing. As you live in Christ Jesus, his peace will guard your hearts and your mind. That means his peace will protect the enemy when he's trying to throw negative thoughts into your mind. His peace will guard anybody that's going to come up to you and give you a negative comment, you know, talk about you. He's going to guard your mind and guard your heart from, you know, that worry, that fear, failure, uncertainties, adversaries. He's gonna guard your heart and your mind with his peace. So it's gonna get to the point where somebody gonna come up to you and argue with you. But let me show you how powerful God's peace gonna be. His peace gonna be so powerful upon you. You gonna look at that person in the face. You gonna nod. You gonna agree with them, even if you don't really genuinely agree with them. You gonna agree with them, and at the end you're gonna say, "Thank you. Have a blessed day." That's when you know that God's peace is guarding your heart and your mind. Okay. Because you could have reacted, you could have went off on that person, you could have proved your point, but sometimes you don't have to always prove your point. Let God do it for you. Stop always feeling like you got to have the last word, the last say so, that everybody got to agree with what you believe. No, just simply be like, have a blessed day, because God is the judge at the end of the day. He judges and examines all of our hearts. So let them win that argument. Who cares? Who the judge anyways to say who winning or losing? Okay, let me not get started off going on a tangent, y'all. But okay, in verse 8, to finish it off, he says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." So Paul is instructing the church of Philippi to fix your thoughts on what is true, because if it's true, you know it's from God. If it's honorable, you know it's from God. If it's right, you know it's from God. If it's pure, no tainting, just all the way pure, clean, you know it's from God. If it's lovely, if it's love involved in it, it's from God. If it's admirable, it's from God. Anything outside of that, don't let yourself get confused, because you already know. If it ain't none of those, it ain't from God. So the more you think about those things, the more it keeps your mind grounded, the more it keeps that guard over your heart and your mind. But you have to practice it. You have to exercise it daily. It's not easy, because when you finally decide to do right, that's when the most darts and trouble and evil is like after you. It's like the devil gets a little notification. Oh, she trying to follow Christ, y'all. Let me start throwing my little tactics out there. Let me get my plan together. Let me be extra crafty. Let me confuse her, twist her mind up. I don't want her to follow him. But you got to constantly be in the word. You got to let the word encourage you. You got to constantly pray. You got to think on those things that are good. If it's a bad thought, be like, nope, that's not from God. I ain't got time. Period. So a couple of things to leave you guys with. What I usually do when I find myself needing strengthening now, like I say in all my podcasts, I don't want y'all to feel like I'm all here holy Sue, don't have no flaws. No, I slip up too. I lose my cool too, but God is working on me. And every time I do it, I feel a conviction, so I know I'm his child. But he's also showing me like, okay, it's only so many times you're going to slip up, girl, and keep asking for forgiveness. When you know better, you do better. Just make it a go, baby steps. But what I do is, during that time where my waiting period, my silence period is what I like to call it, I praise God. I don't pray and be like, Lord, can you give me this? Can you give me that? Lord, I really want this opportunity. I just say, Lord, have your way. Lord, your will, not mine. Lord, I'm all in. I trust you. I'm giving it all to you. You've never failed me. You fulfill all my promises. And I just thank him. I said, you're awesome. You're amazing. You're wonderful. I love you, God. Like, you the bomb. I just start to praise him. Because if you praise him more, you find yourself less worried because you're too busy praising. So you ain't got time to worry. But I hope that this encouraged someone or you guys. Think about this. Listen to this when you get to those moments where you get anxious. Sometimes God will show up at the very, very last minute, but you have to remain faithful and you have to pray constantly. And I promise you, if you're a believer, you're walking right, your heart is right, God will do it. And you're treating other people right, God will do it. But if you praying selfishly for your own gain, I don't know, sis. I don't know, bruh. You got to reciprocate those blessings. You got to pray for other people and God going to take care of you. If you don't like something that's going on in the office where you're working, you got to pray for everybody in that office. If you don't like the country you live in, you got to pray for your president, period. So let's go ahead and close out the podcast with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for being so awesome. Thank you for being our protector. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you, Father, that only you can give us peace. Thank you that your peace will guard and protect our hearts and our minds. Thank you, Father, that you give us everything that we need, that you're our provider, that you're our friend, our counselor. Thank you, Lord, that no matter how many times we may try to grow weary, you always pick us right back up and let us know that you've got us, that we are in your hands, Father. Help us to continue to stay in your word. Help us to be inspired, encouraged, and moved by your words. But help us to read it, to understand, not to just read it, to just say that we've read it. Thank you, Father, for your love, your mercy. Thank you for a second chance. Thank you for forgiving us time and time and time and time again. Thank you that you have not released your hands off of us. And thank you that you do not allow the enemy to touch us or take us out, Father. Thank you that you put a stop to that. Thank you for everything. And we just ask and we pray this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Okay, you guys enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be with you guys next week for episode 12. I'll start working on that right now for you guys. And okay, peace out, y'all. When we're anxious for something good to happen, that's also associated with this text, because when we become anxious for the good to happen, then we become disappointed when it doesn't take place. So God is saying, be anxious for nothing, good or bad. Don't be anxious for it because nothing is promised. But just keep your mind fixated on him and he will give you and he will open the doors, the opportunities, the people, the resources, all that. He'll give it to you. But he's telling you, just seek me. Don't worry. Because I know sometimes when you know something is getting ready to happen, you get excited and then it's kind of like your faith kind of starts to decrease a little bit, or cease, I should say, because you're so excited for what's to come that you're like, oh, it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Like, you already have your mind made up that it's going to take place. But at any minute, God can alter those plans. So don't be anxious for the good things either, because you just never know what God is truly up to. Everything may look like a go, and it could be at the last minute that God would be like, you're taking a left. And you'd be like, what? I thought I was going right, God. What? I had everything lined up. Remember, it's his plans, not our own.